Everybody, well, I did the BBC interview yesterday, so let's just rattle through a few things. Radiation induces coagulopathy, it's basically the thickening of the blood. Obviously that can create stroke, starvation, oxygen in the major organs, and that's what we saw in the autopsies that proved that the death was blood coagulation, not viral or from SARS. These were the post-mortems in Italy. So they were pushing us on a number of different issues, but just weren't really listening. They don't understand what 5G is, coming up with some. So we had 5G in Wuhan. That's where the whole thing started. Those poor people that had a contaminated vaccine. These nanocontaminations, non-biodegradable, non-compatible. Let's just look and see what's in the vaccines. Tungsten, aluminium gives you dementia. All these nanoparticles are toxic to biology. Nanoparticulates are a biological toxin. So this is a bioweapon. This is tungsten. Obviously, you put tungsten in a microwave radiation field, you're in serious trouble. She came up with the same nutmeg about Iran. Yeah, Iran, September 19, had 5G fitted. It's because obviously a lot of people died in Iran, and they keep using the same narrative to say they didn't have 5G. Well, you can see there, they did have 5G. Also, electromagnetic fields activate viruses. All right? That's just as a matter of fact. And I mean, you know, they keep coming up with this insane bullshit narrative that 5G's got nothing to do with this sickness. Well, obviously it has. It increases the growth rate of Klebsiella pneumoniae. You get pneumonia. And this is the main blanket coverage for 5G. And I was pilloried for actually saying this in early doors by a number of people who were wrong. Still haven't retracted their fake information, even though I've written to them and told them they should retract, because obviously that would be them tantamount being part of this genocide agenda. You get a flu vaccine, increases coronavirus by 5 times. It's the BMJ. All right. Now, the bit I really want to show you is what's been in the papers the last couple of days. So we'll just go through a few things quite quickly. So Christmas is in jeopardy. All right, it's in jeopardy, all right, because they just give them a contaminated live virus in an injection, and consequently, you're going to see, I mean, obviously, there's the Duke. He's just going to be the sacrificial lamb to keep you off the scent about what's going on. So there's a new link, which is to surge in the South by these domestic terrorists to give you a contaminated vaccination. This clown, no need to panic. I'd be panicking if you're anywhere near anybody who's had that vaccination. So contrary to Johnson, Bourgeois' narrative about we're having Christmas, he's just locked everybody up. As we stated, you see, they cannot stop the clampdown because they don't want people speaking. They've got to keep people apart to stop them from speaking. That's why the police are setting about people who are going to any of these demonstrations. All right. So, clamp down, that is just bureaucratic. It is insanity, but it's not insane when you know the real plan, the genocide plan that's been perpetrated on the people. These people duped into getting a vaccination so that they can make their grandchildren toxic, all right? Because that live vaccine, like I said, will mutate in their body, as we know, as the science shows, and unfortunately, we'll kill him. There he is. Is he on the phone to Billy Goat Gates, just getting his orders? Or is it Carl Schwab at the WEF? Who is it? Or is it the Chinese Premier? Well, who is it you're speaking to, Boris? You look a bit shell-shocked there. So anyway, it's all going on. So people need to understand what's really going on and the link between the 5G radiation and this planned demic. So the BBC didn't go along there very well. So what I'm going to suggest to people, look, you need to get out on the streets. You need to get organised at these demos. Now, obviously, the spring's coming. So the spring offensive, that's what you need to start looking for. You're going to lose your business. You're going to lose your home. You're going to lose your soul if Satan can get his act together with these clowns. If he can get his act together, and you can get contaminated, and then he can have your soul as well. So there you go. That's just a little quick one for today. But like I said, people need to wake up. I've said it before. You do as you're told today, and unfortunately your life expectancy is going to go to zero. And not only that, these people are dangerous to you. Their acquiescence to this mask parade, a satanic agenda, right, unfortunately, is going to get a lot of people killed. Everybody.